All Michigan had to do was execute a punt, any punt. And what happened left 111,740 jaws literally hitting the ground in disbelief, both Wolverine and Spartan jaws. You've seen what happened. Michigan punter Blake O'Neill dropped the snap. He tried to get that ball in the air, and it was snatched up by Jalen Watts Jackson, who raced his way into Spartan history right into the end zone as the clock ran out, giving Michigan State an unbelievable 27-23 win. Michigan Radio Sports commentator John Eubank, and one of those who picked his jaw up off the ground up there in the press box watching that game. Got to say, John, there can't have been a soul watching that game who could have predicted that ending.
If you could, you'd be a very, very rich man in Vegas right now, because no. And this press box, by the way, where I was, we don't say much, of course, but all of a sudden I heard 50 to 100 guys say, I swear, I cannot believe I just saw that. Then you heard the clatter of 200 keyboards tearing up their one story and starting their new story because nobody but nobody saw that happening.
Who or what stood out for you on both sides during this game?
Well, Connor Cook on Michigan State's side, no question about it. And don't forget, 2 years earlier, this guy was barely doing the job. And the Michigan State fans were very upset with him, and not without some justification, to a point. By October, he was plausible. By November, he was actually an asset, and they won the Big Ten title that year. He was great last year. They've been top five both years. And I'm telling you right now, now he is their best player. So that is how good he has become. And Aaron Burbridge, his star receiver, was also fantastic. But Connor Cook is the real deal. From Michigan, by the way, the best player on the field was Blake O'Neill, the punter in question, who had he was hitting the coffin corners, they say, repeatedly, pinning Michigan State inside the 10-yard line repeatedly, and a record 80-yard punt, by the way, down to the 1-yard line, which is the longest in the history of Michigan Stadium. Which has been around, by the way, since 1927.
So you could hear the Spartan just air going out of the Spartans fans when that happened.
Well, think about this: Michigan had 230 yards gained on the ground in passing and running, and Michigan State had 386, more than like 2/3 more. So why were they ahead? Because of Blake O'Neill.
Wow. And let's talk now about O'Neill and that unfortunate junk that poured onto social media after the game. I know the term keyboard killers is being widely used, and it really kind of makes you sorry there is social media.
Keyboard killers, how about gutless scurvy punks? Honestly, this has been on my mind for a while. Yeah. And I've been around these athletes since at least 08, writing the previous book, Three and Out. Mm-hmm. And I've seen the kind of crap they have to deal with on a regular basis. These are 18, 19, 20-year-old college kids who are doing the best they can. They're not getting paid. And these jackasses, sorry, there's no other term for it. There are a few other terms that I can't use here. They send these guys the most awful, vile stuff. They don't sign their name. Their Twitter accounts don't have their faces. They don't, you know, there's no accountability whatsoever, but they really are that tough. So this is cowardice masquerading as courage every single day on the internet, especially on Twitter. And these poor guys got to read it. The stuff he got, by the way, were death threats. You know, go ahead, go to the locker room and swallow some bleacher, some bleach, of course, you know, cyanide, you name it, all this business. And he's got to listen to this crap. So that is, I cannot stress that enough, how ugly that all is, especially after both teams, I think, and the fan bases and the coaches and the players all handle this game with, by and large, a classy outcome, if you will, a classy response to the whole thing.
Yeah.
The worst part was a small minority of Michigan fans ripping on Blake O'Neill.
Now, you have
said... Is that enough of that, by
the way? Yeah, no, and well said, and I know there's a Facebook page set up to support him, and
with
I think...
over 11,000 followers on it already.
There you go, and I hope he sees that and takes that in. You say that this game has elevated the Michigan-Michigan State rivalry from regional to national.
Absolutely, and look, I thought that before the game. You and I said, how were we ever that young? On just Thursday.
Last Thursday.
I'm in here saying that this is going to be the mother of all Michigan-Michigan State games. I had no idea.
Not at all.
This was a heavyweight title bout. It was fantastic. Great football back and forth. Not always perfect, but spirited, intense, close. Both sides into it. The whole nation watching. Honestly, either outcome, Michigan wins or Michigan State wins, would have had a national audience. This one only elevates it. And this rivalry truly is on.
It's on a new chapter and a new level.
I'll tell you what, Michigan fans cannot wait 1 year later. And Michigan State fans clearly going to circle it. So it's on.
Michigan Radio Sports commentator John Eubank. Thanks so much, John.
Cindy, always a pleasure.